He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the June 17th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I'm here with my sidekick here today.
Yeah, Stephen Gunderson.
Stephen Gunderson. And, we had bad news in San Diego this week.
Heartbreaking news.
You know, I've grown up, I was at the very first Padres, San Diego Padres games. We haven't had a lot of stars in San Diego to say.
No.
If we did, we traded them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they became stars somewhere else. But Tony Gwynn, I mean, from day one, was a San Diego State Aztec. He was a basketball player there. He was a baseball player there. He was drafted by the Padres. And how many guys spend their entire career with the same team anymore?
20 years.
20 years. And so we've had many, many, many interactions with Tony Gwynn over the years. I watched Tony Gwynn with my father. And I think, Stephen, you've watched Tony Gwynn with me, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Countless times.
Yeah, countless times. And, I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. Past performance. How many batting titles? He won eight batting titles. And he hit 300 19 years in a row?
Yep.
Is that the statistic?
394 one year.
Lifetime batting average of 338. So, boy, it was a sad day. I think we were a couple of the first guys to know about it here through Twitter. And you headed over to the Petco. How far is Petco here from our...
It's about... What, 15 blocks or something?
Yeah, no, I don't know, not even, maybe 10 blocks.
Yeah.
And, of course, Tony's statue was in the park at the park, and you went over and visited the statue. And
yeah.
I thought it was real classy of the San Diego Chargers to visit and pay their respects to Tony. And, you know, the funny, because we were the first ones to hear about our office used to be in the North County of San Diego. And I used to run by Junior Seau's house all the time. He lived right on the beach. In Oceanside, and we were the first ones to hear about Junior Seau taking his life, and we went over there and saw the vigil for Junior Seau. So two of San Diego's greats, and my hat is off to Seattle last night, in paying their respects to Tony Gwynn. Of course, we broadcast on KKOL on Seattle every morning, and I thought that was real nice for them to recognize our fallen hero, Tony Gwynn, here in San Diego. Okay, let's take a look at what the market's doing. You know, we're going positive now. We were down, and all of a sudden, we've got the Dow up a point, 16,782. The march towards 17,000 begins once again. The S&P 500 is up a point and a half at 1,939. The NASDAQ is up 16 points at 4,337. Pretty good day getting underway here for the NASDAQ. And we also have, let's see, gold is down a little bit. 1266 is where gold is at right now. Crude oil, one of the big stories of 2014. Just like biotechs were one of the big, were the story in 2013. You've got oil, a huge story as ISIS continues to march towards Baghdad. Crude oil at 106.67, and not only are the energy stocks in play, the oil and gas stocks, but I saw some of those alternative energy stocks in play yesterday. The solar stocks and also the natural gas stocks had a huge day yesterday. The euro is at 1.35, and we got a little bit of inflation this morning, and that's sending bond yields up to 2.65%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I've got the vice president, the VP of operations here today.
That's right.
Joining us, Mr. Stephen Gunderson.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about the markets here today. And, of course, you know, it's all cause and effect. We look around the world at every single day, and we see where the hot spots are in the world and how that's impacting investments. One of the hot spots in the world today is right here at home. We're seeing inflation numbers for the first time in a long, long time. I believe the inflation for the month came in at 0.4%. And, of course, if you extrapolate that out over a year, that's a 4.8% inflation rate, which is one of the highest ones we've seen in quite some time. Now, it can be attributed, obviously, to energy prices, gasoline, which is one of the big components of the CPI, Consumer Price Index. So now you say, well, what's the cause? What's the effect? The cause, obviously, higher energy prices. What's the effect? What's the impact? Well, now a lot of investors think that maybe the Fed will have to move sooner rather than later on hiking interest rates, because the Fed, if there's one thing that the Fed is deathly afraid of, it's inflation. Obviously, they've been obsessed with inflation. Even though there's been no inflation, they have absolutely been obsessed with inflation. I better turn my microphone on here. I just noticed the light's not on. There we go. That's always a good thing to have your microphone on.
Yeah.
The radio microphone's on, but the camera microphone was not on. So. All right, we're on now. But anyways, all of a sudden we're getting a little bump up here in interest rates, 2.65%. And this is kind of worrying the bond market right now. Bond market does not like inflation. And once again, you know, even though bonds have had a little bit of a bump here in 2014 at the beginning of the year, you've had a flight to safety into bonds, couple of, you know, scary things happening in the world, Ukraine, Iraq, scary, people sell stocks, move to bonds, and that's given bonds a little bit of a rally here at the beginning of the year, but now there's fear out there for the bondholders, and that fear comes in the way of a little bit of inflation here, mostly coming from the energy stocks, and I would say porterhouse steaks and hamburgers. Seems like beef prices continue to rise, and fish prices, and chicken prices, and bread prices, and tortilla prices, and cheese prices, and milk prices. I see inflation at Ralph's.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing, you can watch the TV, and you can hear them report the inflation numbers and say there's no inflation. And then on the way home, what's two blocks from here is a Ralph's grocery store that I stop at usually on my way home. That's where I see those are the real numbers.
Yeah. I don't know what those mean, but
the real numbers,
I know what
are
they mean at the store.
On the cupcakes. not on the CNBC, they're on the cupcakes, the brownies, the kettle potato chips.
Yeah.
You see the price of those things lately? They just keep going higher. So that's kind of what we got going on in the market. Now, another thing I want to talk about here, energy is in the spotlight right now. Ukraine, Russia, still have not come to an agreement over a payment that is due to them, to Russia, for delivery of gas and oil. And so what does Putin do? I'd like to see the spigot on one of these big oil pipelines. I can see Putin up there in his suit, standing on top of this pipeline, turning this big spigot. I don't know how much, it might be like 15 feet wide or something. And guess what? He closed the spigot.
Yeah.
Okay. He's standing on top of the pipeline. Pay up or else. And there's no oil and there's no natural gas flowing into the Ukraine. Now, I don't know. I mean, if you start up your barbecue, there's no if you got a natural gas barbecue, if you want to heat your house, there's no natural gas. If you want to turn on your stovetop, there's no natural gas. I don't know if their power plants run on natural gas. I would like to get, we need to get Nick Vardy back here on the line and see what's going on. He has actually boots on the ground in Ukraine that give us first-hand reports on just what's going on the ground over there in Kiev, etc. But this is a major deal that's impacting natural gas stocks. Yesterday I saw Golar, GLNG, breakout. I saw GLOG breakout. And, of course, really the biggest play here is this LNG. which is liquid natural gas, Cheniere Energy, which is building the terminals to ship natural gas. You can see that stock hitting new highs, and it's one of the top-ranked stocks in the Best Stocks Now app. So, and like I say, too, I'm seeing the alternative energy stocks. Look at Solar City today. You see that?
It's a little
you see
breakout.
That? Did I call that yesterday? And also look at SPWR here, which is SunPower. That is about as sweet a breakout as you can have right now. So
yeah.
I think we'll focus on a little bit of alternative energy here today, because it's not just the oil and gas stocks on the move, but it's also those alternative energy stocks. In focus today on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Steven Gunderson, and the two of us have spent a lot of time watching Padre baseball over the years. Seattle's awfully glad to have us in town.
I think any team we go visit,
we pad everybody's stats when we show up, especially the pitchers.
Yes.
We make every pitcher. In fact, last night, Cy Young did pitch against us, didn't he? Cy Young? That Cy Young pitching against us? He's former Padre.
It was our old friend, Chris.
6'10".
Yeah. Princeton graduate, right?
Yeah, he makes us look silly, which isn't too hard to do. Well, okay, we're going to take a look here at the alternative energy stocks. Now, I want to ask Steven a question here. You recently bought a home.
Yes.
Up in the San Diego area. Okay. Now, is it currently, it's heated by electric, natural gas?
Gas.
You have a gas heater.
Yeah.
Now, would you consider if somebody knocked on your door from Solar City and said, hey, we want to put solar panels on your rooftop, and instead of paying your monthly gas bill to San Diego Gas and Electric, you make your check out to Solar City?
We've thought about doing it, actually.
Yeah, why don't you be the guinea pig?
Yeah, well, we have to wait 3 months so they can see how much energy we use.
Okay.
And then once those 3 months are up, they can kind of gauge what they can do for us. So
then we've
talked to them before.
Okay. Solar City in particular? Or one of the others?
It was another one, but Solar City's always set up at Home Depot, and we've talked to them, too.
Yeah.
So I think we'd go with Solar City.
Well, you'd be taking one more home off the grid here in San Diego.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, look, all energy is in the spotlight right now because of the crisis in Iraq. I mean, it's bringing back memories of the oil embargo back in 1975 with oil at $106 per barrel right now. And, of course, you know, I believe today or this week we passed Russia as the number one producer of oil in the world. United States.
Wow.
You know, you think of the Middle East and you think of Saudi Arabia and you think of Canada and you think of Russia. China's a big oil producer, Latin America, obviously. And the U.S. is now the number one oil producer in the world. But at the same time, with the geopolitical turmoil going on in Iraq, and also in Ukraine, energy has grabbed the headlines here. And I don't know if you've seen it. Have you been to the gas station lately? Have we seen that big jump in gasoline prices yet?
Not yet.
No?
I think it's still around 409.
I don't know. I mean, the news has been reporting about a 10-20 cent jump here.
I haven't filled up in a week.
Okay. You may get sticker shock.
Yeah.
Of course, I walk to work. I haven't filled up in 6 months. So I don't know where is that. We haven't made any trips in the car lately. There's just so much to do here at San Diego, and we fly down to La Paz and everything. So, but I got a hunch that we're going to get a little bit of sticker shock here. You know what? So let's put look at the headline: Solar City to build world's largest advanced solar panel factory in upstate New York.
Hey, look at that.
So that's the stock we're going to talk about next. And Solar City caught my eye yesterday. Solar City is headquartered here in the Bay Area of California. Solar City is another one of Elon Musk ventures. Elon had a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
Tesla had a big jump because New Jersey is trying to, you know, settle their dispute and allow Tesla to sell cars in New Jersey without having dealerships. you know, their mall-based, whatever, the showrooms that people go in and everything. And the auto dealers didn't like that in New Jersey and tried to keep Tesla out, but it looks like that's going to be resolved. And, of course, Elon Musk's other venture, SpaceX, which continues to launch satellites into orbit. And then, of course, SolarCity, who I believe the company is run by his cousin. And SolarCity is now a $5.3 billion company. Look at that. It was $9 a share in 2012 when it went public.
Yeah.
$58 a share. But the real story here in SolarCity is back in March of this year?
$88
a share. $88 per share. I wrote a nice piece, an in-depth research report on SolarCity. You can find it at Seeking Alpha. That was in March, and that was right before the high PE growth stocks got whacked. And I sold SolarCity shortly thereafter because those high PE momentum stocks, I have not gotten back into SolarCity. And SolarCity went from 88 clear down to
45.
Wow. It went through a 48% drubbing. So I think that selling the stock was it the right thing to do for like a 6 or 7% loss at that time.
Yeah.
And now, what has SolarCity done since then? Okay, SolarCity, since after that drubbing really lasted, it finally bottomed out in the first week of May. And here we are in the first week of, second week of June. So for the last 5-6 weeks, SolarCity has been building what we call a base. And in technical analysis parlance, that's a sideways trend.
Yeah.
And you know that the old man doesn't like to buy sideways trends. They get me interested because what am I looking at once a stock enters into a sideways
trend?
I'm looking for that breakout, breaking out of that sideways trend. And that would occur in SolarCity at 62. You see back there that 6190 print?
Yeah.
If that thing gets through 62, which it looks like it's on its way in that direction right now, you'd have a new breakout out of that sideways trend in SolarCity, which is SCTY. You know, there's a lot of solar stocks that have come and gone over the years. Most of them have gone.
Yes.
They're not around anymore. You know, here was the problem. Look at First Solar, too, is looking pretty good again here.
Yeah.
Here was the problem. You know, we couldn't compete with China. China is just dumping solar panels on the market, heavily subsidized by the Chinese government, losing money on every panel they produce. We could not be competitive in manufacturing the panels. But SolarCity came up with a different model of leasing said panels. So you would actually be leasing those panels on your home, which would probably make your home more sellable if you ever decide to sell it someday. You know, a lot of people, hey, it's got solar. We're off the grid. You know, I don't know if in the long run if you would save any money. You'd have to do the numbers. You'd have to work out the numbers.
I don't know how it works.
What's your gas? Well, I can tell you, what's your gas bill right now? You know, have you gotten a full month?
I don't pay it. Allie pays it.
Okay.
My wife pays it.
Here's your assignment. Find out from your wife, you've been there 2-3 months, what your average San Diego gas and electric check has been, all right?
Yeah.
And report back tomorrow. And then we'll figure out if leasing those solar panels, if you break even, would it not be a good call to do the solar?
If worst case, if we broke even, I'd do it.
Now, you wouldn't do it if it was going to double your, but SolarCity has that lease model. I don't own the shares right now, but it's back on my list, SCTY. This is Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Just got done with my two-minute stint on Channel 6 News, and I did talk about SolarCity. There was breaking news in the first half of the show, about SolarCity building a state-of-the-art solar panel plant in upstate New York. So who knows who got that contract? I hope it doesn't end as badly as the whole Solyndra mess out here in Cupertino, not too far from Apple. Let's hope that this upstate New York solar plant works out a whole lot better. I think with Elon Musk behind it, Stephen, I think it's got a whole lot better chance of succeeding.
Yeah, I would think so.
Let's hope it's not the old crony capitalism, some big senator's brother-in-law got the contract and this kind of stuff. Let's hope it's for real, and let's hope that it is a success. Well, we're going to stay on this topic of alternative energy. You know, T. Boone Pickens has been a big proponent. We have an abundance of natural gas in this country. Natural gas, okay? It's that gas that you can't see. Our buses run on it. Here in San Diego, you see LNG on the side. A lot of state vehicles run on liquid natural gas. A lot of the trucks at the Los Angeles port of entry in Long Beach, actually, the Long Beach Harbor. Do you know that the big trucks, a lot of them are powered by natural gas? Because natural gas can be liquefied and be just like gasoline, okay? But here's the rub right now. We don't have the infrastructure, okay? If you, Stephen, if your car was a natural gas car, where would you fill up?
I don't know.
You know, there's a few. There's just a few. I know.
I think there's one off the five, actually, close to downtown.
You know, Marvin K. Brown actually has a Marvin K. Brown Cadillac. Actually has a natural gas pump that you could fill up. And I think over on India Street.
Yeah, that's right.
Right along there is a natural gas. So if you have a natural gas car, but if you were going to drive cross country, and I'm talking about the truckers here that are driving cross country. We have a lot of truckers that listen to our show. They listen to the podcast.
That's right.
In fact, I've had one that I've been sending emails back and forth with over the last several weeks. I'd like to get their thoughts. If you're a trucker out there driving on the roads, what are your thoughts of converting our trucks, our diesel engines, our Caterpillars, our Cummins, our Detroit diesels, and whatever else, to liquid natural gas, LNG, which we have an abundance of, because I'm a proponent. Listen, I've talked myself into this. I've weighed all of the alternatives. I think we should be energy independent.
Yeah.
I think we should use made in the USA gas, made in the USA LNG, and made in the USA sunshine for our solar, you know, and let's make our own solar panel. Let's just be energy independent so we don't have to be dependent on Venezuela or Nigeria. Who ended up winning that Nigeria?
It was a tie.
Okay.
Yeah. Zero,
Nigeria,
zero.
Boko Haram, or we don't have to be dependent upon Iraq for oil, or, you know, let's just be energy independent if we need to be. Okay, it's all right to trade as partners and everything, but if they were to ever turn off the spigot, it should never be a threat to us again as we watch a battleship coming up the harbor. Now, do you think that's nuclear-powered? A lot of these battleships are running on nuclear. I don't know if they're running on diesel. Now, some of them I can smell the diesel.
Yeah.
Literally. We're so close to the harbor that you can literally smell the Navy ships. Now, maybe their generators run on diesel and whatnot. I don't really know. But, you know, energy is a big, big need. It drives the economy. 75% of our energy goes towards transportation, getting to and from work, shipping goods, go to the airport, flying these big jets, etc. The military, obviously, big consumer of energy. And one other stock I want to talk about here today, let's see where it's ranked. You know, it's been one of the top ranked stocks in the Best Stocks Now app for a long, long time. Cheniere Energy is a $15 billion company headquartered in Houston, Texas. And the symbol is LNG, which are the initials for liquid natural gas. Cheniere Energy operates the Sabine Pass LNG receiving terminal through its 47% interest in Cheniere Energy Partners, which is the other company involved here. And that company is CQP, which is a limited partnership, and they also pay a dividend of 5.3%. Now, this receiving terminal is located in Western Cameron Parish, Louisiana. And they can ship or they can receive liquid natural gas there. And there's been a lot of talk of building something in Western Canada so that we could actually export. You know, we have a surplus of natural gas here in America. And when it's liquefied, obviously, it works just like gasoline. So there is a movement afoot to build up our infrastructure, convert our trucks, convert our cars to liquid natural gas, which burns cleaner. We have an abundance of it. It's just the infrastructure that we really lack. And, of course, T. Boone Pickens, who spends a lot of his time here in San Diego, has been a big, big proponent of liquid natural gas. Now let's take a look at the stock, LNG. All right, this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market right now. What's it ranked?
Number four.
In fact, 3 months ago it was number 28.
And it's never gone above that since then.
Yeah, it's just always been in that top 30 or 40. It's not a stock that we currently own. I kind of missed it. That's the way I look at it, and I keep waiting for it to kind of settle, and I was getting ready to pounce right in here, and then it broke out again. I go, man, I missed it again. It's just one of those elusive types of stocks that keeps hitting new highs. What was this stock back in 2009 during the financial crisis?
$1.
You could have bought it for $1 a share. How come you didn't tell me at that time, hey, Dad, man? Cheniere Energy, LNG, I think you ought to load up on this thing. Now, where is it today?
Even 2 years later, it was $3 a share.
Yeah, today it's $69 per share. Yeah. In fact, if you do the math, even though it's been a wild and wacky 10-year run for the stock, this stock has delivered 22% per year over the last 10 years. Wow. It's like batting 395 one year and 128 the next year. But when it all washes out, this
your
has been
career 320.
Yeah, this thing has really been a volatile stock over the years, but lately it's been a powerhouse. Look at the last, since the bottom of the financial crisis, when this thing hit $1, I would say that if I were to do a sort on my spreadsheet today on the best performing stocks over the last 5 years, mm-hmm. I would say that this would be in the top 10,
really?
If not maybe the top stock. Look at the average over the last 5 years.
84.7% per year.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and the market's average 16. So this definitely is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Now, over the last 3 years, it's gotten even better.
Yeah.
It's doubled. Every year for the last 3 years, it's averaged 105% per year, believe it or not. And, you know, I'd have to say, in fact, that's one of the things we're going to add to the app is some of these sorts. What are the top performing stocks over the last 10 years?
Yeah.
And it sorts them. What are the last top performing stocks over the last 5 years? And it sorts them. We're working on that once we get this premium thing out the door. And over the last 12 months, it's gotten even better.
It's up 145%.
This is called acceleration, all right? Momentum grade, A+. Okay, it's one thing to be a straight A student. It's another thing to be an A, get an A on your test, but an A+ looks really good.
Yeah.
I would pin a star on your head or something, or buy you an ice cream down at 31 Flavors or something for an A+. Okay, so let's pin a star on LNG for one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Now, the problem I see, and it's not really a problem, they're not profitable yet. They've never, see all those minus signs, 2007, 2010, 2013, never made any money yet. But obviously, they're narrowing the gap. They're closing in on profitability, a $16 billion company, breaking out, hitting almost new highs again today, LNG, Cheniere Energy, another alternative energy play. This is Bill Gunderson.
And Steven Gunderson.
We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've been talking a little bit here about alternative energy stocks today. And, you know, about a month ago, I would say, we're just watching the Channel 6 news here. A couple of months ago, she asked me, Heather, one of the anchors, she asked me about, how about all the solar stocks doing?
Yeah.
And at that time, they weren't doing. And you know me, I'm a guy that likes things that are flourishing in this market right now. And finally, I reported back today that I'm finally starting to see some pretty heavy activity in the solar stocks. Now, there's a lot of ways to play alternative energy. Okay, why energy right now? Well, four letters, IRAQ. Would be the first four letters.
Yeah.
The second four letters would be ISIS, ISIS. And, of course, don't forget we have new regulations, EPA regulations, that are going to strictly cut down on pollution in the coming years. So that's going to really put the crimps on the coal-fired power plants for sure. And so the alternative energy stocks, I mean, they are a form of energy. And a lot of people resorting to electric cars so they don't have to fill up at the gas pump. And obviously, the higher gasoline prices go. Now, Stephen, let me ask you, if gasoline were to get to $6 per gallon, would you start looking maybe at a Chevy Volt?
Possibly.
You got a good extension cord at your home? You plug it in at night and...
Yeah.
Basically, how far a drive do you have to work?
Yeah, it's not that far. It's only 3 miles.
3 miles. Okay. So that was... So maybe you don't have a 3 mile long extension cord, though, do you?
No.
No. Okay. But you could charge it up, right?
Yeah.
Bang, you're at work.
Yeah.
Drive
it
home.
It makes sense. I mean, the car's expensive itself, so...
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to pay a little more for the car. Okay. Now you've got your SolarCity panels.
Yeah.
Right? So your SolarCity panels are charging your little Chevy Volt. Now, if you went to go to L.A.,
I gotta hope I don't run out of.
Well, I don't know what the range is. I mean, I think you could make it to Los Angeles. What's Los Angeles? 2 hours from here?
Yeah, it's like 100 miles.
With traffic, it's 8 hours.
Miles.
It's an 8-hour drive with traffic, and a 2-hour drive without traffic. And there's usually traffic. You probably make it to L.A. and then, you know, wherever you go. They'd have an extension cord and a plug. So you're going to be the guinea pig.
All right.
All right. If you become the top salesman this year, Gunnarsson Capital Management, we got a Chevy Volt waiting for you.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, obviously, I mean, the higher gasoline prices go here, the more attractive alternative energy looks. I don't know how this deal in Iraq is going to end up. But I think it gets worse before it gets better. I don't see ISIS just turning around and saying, you know what, let the Shias have it, and let's go back to Syria. It seems like they're on a march towards Baghdad. And, of course, it seems to be pretty much a Sunni-Shia thing. The Shias run the Iraqi government right now. Of course, Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. And the Sunnis want it back, and the Shias don't want to let them have them back, and that's why you see Iran coming into this whole fight, because they are Shia. So it's an interesting thing to watch. I mean, it's a development in the world that is happening, whether we like it or not, and there will be consequences. There will be outfall from all of this. And one of the big areas right now is energy. And energy prices, we see gas over $106 per barrel. We see the efforts to get LNG, liquid natural gas, going again. We see that happening, and we see these solar stocks on the move. So ways to play alternative energy. Well, there's the stocks, yeah. Right? Individual stocks. We talked about LNG, and we talked about Solar City, which would be two of my favorite alternative energy plays. There's also an ETF called TAN, T-A-N. See that?
Yeah.
See that?
Nice.
Turning all of a sudden. That is an index of the solar stocks. All right. There's also FAN, F-A-N, which is an index of the wind stocks. And solar seems to be the one back in the headlines right now. And then, of course, there are some alternative energy mutual funds, or just energy funds in general. Now, that to me would be a better way to go. You know, buy an energy mutual fund that invests in all energy.
Yeah.
High fuel cells, solar, wind, rain, oil, everything. All of them. All of the above. The all of the above approach. And those are some ways to get exposure to energy, because this we know. We know that the economy needs energy to run. I can't see corporate America riding their bikes to work.
No.
Okay? I can't see us all going to the, what do you call it when you have a meeting with people in St. Louis? If we wanted to meet with Scott Trade, I'm going to be flying back there again in September. For
yeah.
the advisory meeting. But we could have a web meeting, right?
Yeah.
We could have. I just don't see us going that direction and shutting down the airports and not flying. And I don't see people giving up bananas and pineapples and mangoes from these Dole ships that come into the harbor. And I don't see the trucks. Now, I could see the trucks going the LNG route.
Yeah.
I really could. But I don't see us in an economy where everything is locally sourced, which is another movement afoot, right? Only buy things that can short distances from the restaurant from where they're produced. I mean, we're heading in that direction. We're trying. But for the most part, you got to have energy.
Yeah.
And I don't see this downtown. I don't see Petco being lit by solar panels at night so we can watch pot. And I don't see all these downtown businesses, skyscrapers being cooled. I feel the air right now. Air conditioning feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's not coming from solar power. So, you know what? Energy is a big, big part of our economy. And finding energy for your portfolio, I think, makes a lot of sense right now. Now, if you want to see what our favorite energy plays are right now, we have several in the ETF portfolio. We have several in the mutual fund portfolio, and of course, in our individual portfolios right now, we have a lot of energy stocks.
Yeah.
Last year, when I would send Stephen the buys, he's the trader here, it was mostly four-letter symbols.
Yep.
With biotech names attached to them.
Yep.
This year, a lot of energy names, all right? You can get the newsletter, pwstreet.com, that's pwstreet.com. And, of course, my main gig here is managing money for people all across America. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.